1986, the battle continues. In the start, all that seemed feasible was to question the House of State Bill, its policies and its governing force. Joined by others in unison, rejecting state oppression and the way they abuse our Earth and its inhabitants, a movement developed, anti-political and with no leaders, system or rules, using natural humane feelings to effect change instead of safe party manifestos. They label us anarchists. They brushed aside our plea for peace and continued manufacturing their sick insane empire. We increased the pressure on them, demonstrated and screamed at its foundations. We only want what is rightfully ours, but they won't give it up. We asked for change and peace. They declared war. Saint Greenpeace smashed events and demos, reclaimed Stonehenge, struck the freedom, started killing the community, imprisoned all in question and renounced the police state. And time had come to stop screaming at their foundations and start pushing them from protest to resistance. One way or another, we will drive our vital message home. That is, we won't let you destroy our world. We have the strength. We'll organise it.
No!
Or stand for, you just like the music. If that's all that concerns you, fair enough. But don't ride along on the back of change to play to all us caring, staring people. Forget it, we won't be fooled again. If a tune becomes so fucking important, if all that's talked about is notes, points and bands, when a record becomes rebellion,